It's not our thoughts, but our attachment to our thoughts that causes suffering. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I enjoy and I think you will too. The goal of each episode is to help you to be better informed by giving you the information you need so you can come to your own conclusions about what's happening in your world. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Harding, in which they talk about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. I listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. You can also go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our good friend Brendan Burchard talks with us about how emotional mastery, or mastering your emotions, can make you virtually invincible. Enjoy.
How do you develop emotional mastery? You know, a lot of folks go through their life and they feel bad about themselves. They go through their lives and they're not resilient when the crap hits the fan. They go through their lives and they don't feel like they understand other people, or worse, they don't understand themselves. So emotionally, throughout the day, they're just up and down. It's doubts and fears and hurt and anger and reaction. And they never get to that point where they feel like they really connect, that they really have any solid feelings about themselves that endure despite the situations. You know, everything is so situational for them emotionally that it's just a constant battle to feel good. And I hope that isn't the case for you, but for a lot of people it is. So let's talk about 5 ideas to develop emotional mastery in your life so that you can have more of a continuing feeling and sense of self and strength. Number one, we got to begin with empathy. Before we even talk about your emotional world, let's make you more informed about the emotional world of others. You know, a lot of folks, they've never really observed the feelings that other people are experiencing. They're always in their own thing, you know. I wouldn't call them narcissistic per se, but they're in that sort of tragic place where everything's about me. How do I feel? What do I think? What's happening to me? And sometimes the real understanding about ourselves comes in our connection to humanity, the feelings of others. Because you know what? The feelings of others can give us perspective into the feelings of ourselves. You know, you go volunteer at a soup kitchen or a domestic abuse center or somewhere where people are really struggling, it helps you develop a greater level of gratitude and appreciation. It helps you develop concern for others, because if we don't have concern for others, it's hard to have real concern for self. And if we don't learn more concern for self, we won't even pay attention to our emotions. We'll just keep choking it down, pushing it away. And so first, I just say, before you develop any emotional mastery in life, it's about time to connect with other people's emotions again. See how they feel. Pay attention to what they're saying. Try to read into body language a little bit, not to make assumptions, but to seek understanding in other people again. Like, turn the worldview lens, like you operate your life like a camera, and zoom into people's emotions again. When you're watching a movie, when you're having lunch with your wife, when you're talking with the kids, try to start asking yourself, what are they feeling? What do I feel like they're thinking? And then ask, is this what you're feeling? Is this what you're thinking? Because the more you're able to identify other people's, the more you might learn something about yourself. So I say, to develop a greater connection and strength with yourself, develop a greater connection and strength with other people too. And that's a big leaping point, big breakthrough for a lot of people. Number 2, emotional mastery, self-reliance. Self-reliance means this. How do you develop emotional mastery? You say, you know what? I'm in charge of my emotional world. I don't have to react to other people. If they're angry, I don't have to become angry. I'm autonomous. I am separate from, even though we're all one, I'm separate from. I can control my thoughts. I don't have to have emotional contagion all the time where I just react to other people's emotions and I become like them. You don't have to let your mirror neurons win in your brain where you just mimic other people. Because if you're running through life constantly like adjusting your emotions to everybody else, just modeling them or mirroring them or mimicking them, then it's a disaster. You're on this emotional roller coaster all the time. You need to define, how do I want to feel? How do I want to interpret this situation? Self-reliance means I am in charge of my life. I am the one who's going to change things. I am the one who controls my focus, my attention, my time, my actions. You know, if you've studied my work before, you've heard this statement I say all the time. There's only two things that change your life. Either something new comes into your life, and that shifts it. You know, you get a new relationship, a new idea, a new strategy, you win the lottery, something happens that changes the course of your life, or something new comes from within. And if you're going to get emotional mastery in life, you need to say, okay, I'm going to generate the emotions of my life that I want to experience here. I'm going to manage my emotions and not let others manage mine. Third, got to develop self-confidence. Self-confidence is not something that's going to come tomorrow or the next day after another million achievements, or after you get certified, or after you get the degree, or after you have sex, you know, well, maybe that'll happen. But what you have to do is say, I'm going to develop self-confidence now. I'm going to develop it because self-confidence really means I'm going to choose to express who I am. I'm going to choose to believe that no matter the situation or the struggle that I'm in, I'm going to believe that I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to approach a situation like Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is always confident he's going to figure it out. He's curious. He's inquisitive. He has no idea what the heck's going on, but he's not terrified. You need to start addressing uncertainty that way. Emotional mastery comes from finding a place that's stable within, that says, I don't know what this uncertainty is. I'd have plenty of reason to doubt, but I'm not going to doubt myself. I'm going to trust that with enough time, attention, energy, resources, action, discipline, that I will figure out the lay of the land.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.